An angry former President Trump lashed out last night at federal prosecutors who charged him just hours earlier for refusing to turn over classified documents. Those documents were left in unsecure locations at his home and private club in Florida. Trump called it political persecution by Democrats and warned his supporters they would be next.
If the communists get away with this, it won't stop with me. They will not hesitate to ramp up their persecution of Christians, pro-life activists, parents attending school board meetings, and even future Republican candidates, which they do.
Joining us now is former Florida Congressman and political strategist David Jolly, who left the Republican Party during the Trump presidency. David, welcome to Here and Now.
It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
David, your thoughts on Trump's speech last night?
Well, I think that sound was pretty indicative of an individual who sees himself as the leader of a cultural and political movement, more so than a defendant fighting federal charges for the mishandling of classified information. And we know that to be the case. Donald Trump today kind of fighting this battle on two grounds, one within the court of law, where his prospects are dim, the second within the court of public opinion, where it appears, at least by current polling, he remains the front runner to be the Republican nominee. And it does appear that one of his key strategies today is not necessarily to win the federal case in the Southern District of Florida, but to win the White House. And in winning the White House, not just absolve himself of any liability or criminality in the current case, but also, in his words, to seek retribution to those who have brought him to this moment.
Mm. And he concluded his speech by saying, and I'm quoting here, "I am the only one that can save this nation." David, we heard earlier this week from New York University professor Ruth Ben-Ghiat about how that particular line echoes fascist leaders of the past. I have to say Trump's speech was also riddled with inaccuracies, such as when he said the president has absolute authority over presidential papers. Right. Now, that's not unusual. We've come to expect that from him. But I'm wondering if your fellow Republicans are worried about his rhetoric and the fact that his base seems to fully believe it.
I'm not sure Republicans have shown any concern over his view of the world and his rhetoric. I think they know that the legal case against him is strong, which is why you hear, you know, three or four key arguments. One is this weaponization of government. The second is they attack the credentials of the special prosecutor and the attorney general. They do recognize that Republicans, and in some cases the American people, are looking for a different legal argument to back this up, not just the pure weaponization. But I think where Ruth is very insightful on this, particularly as a leading scholar, I think there are two dangerous themes that are merging in this moment that we need to be aware of. One is, in Donald Trump, somebody who sees himself as the sole leader of the nation that can fix what he sees as broken. It is a movement around a person, around a cult of personality, not around pure ideology. But the second dangerous theme that is merging with that now is this weaponization theme, that the government is out to get him and the government is out to get you and to take away your liberties. It is a dangerous narrative that has taken hold in today's Republican politics. Mm. Republicans believe that today, that the government has been weaponized against them. That is dangerous, particularly if we see Donald Trump elevated to the White House once again.
And one of the people running against him for that job in the White House in the Republican primary is former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who called Trump's conduct incredibly reckless. She then said she would be, quote, inclined to pardon Trump if she became president. She spoke on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton radio program.
You know, when you look at a pardon, the issue is less about guilt and more about what's good for the country. And I think it would be terrible for the country to have a former president in prison for years because of a documents case.
I mean, how is the idea of a pardon going to play out?
Sure. And I would make the case it might be more dangerous to have a former president with access to classified information that doesn't protect it from our allies and our enemies. But look, I think
so
what
actually,
we're seeing
let me ask you, David, why are others in your party or in the Republican Party, not yours anymore, not drawing that line?
Well, certainly pure politics. Donald Trump remains the leader of the party. I don't expect anybody to fully break from Donald Trump. We've had 6 to 8 years where Republicans have failed that test. But within the last week, you're seeing Republicans try to get their footing, right? The weaponization argument is an argument that now seems to be the strongest, and they now believe they will cherry pick the arguments that work for them. But very importantly, I think what we are seeing is words from Mike Pence that might actually take hold, which is, you can say these are grave charges, but let the process run its course, and you can say you think Donald Trump might be exonerated. That gives Republicans some breathing room to say, let the process take its course while still condemning the allegations.
You know, and it's not lost on many Democrats that the Republican Party touts itself as the party of law and order, the party of national security. Are there any voices inside? I mean, you did leave the party, but moderate Republicans who might be questioning the fact, the seriousness of a leader who stored classified documents in a bathroom?
I think a lot have questioned it, and it's a bit unexplainable why they have not spoken more forcefully about it. You know, they, even Lindsey Graham and others who consider themselves hawks, have made assumptions that we don't know to be true. We don't know if these documents actually compromised our intelligence capabilities in Mar-a-Lago. We do know that there were foreign nationals who were later removed from the property because they weren't there under proper authorization. We don't know the details of that. We're in a post-fact Republican Party, a post-ideology Republican Party. It's the reason I left and others, but it still remains a party that could elevate the next president of the United States, and that next president may again be Donald Trump if the nation doesn't choose otherwise.
David Jolly is a former Florida congressman and Republican political strategist. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thank you.